Hello and welcome to another episode of the Student Loan Planner Podcast. I'm excited to share a project with you that we've been working on for many months, and we are finally ready to start talking about it. It's the Student Loan Planner community, and centered around this is the Student Loan Planner app. So this is pretty exciting for us. If you just type in Student Loan Planner into the Google Play or the Apple Store, you're going to find the Student Loan Planner app. It's going to have our little SLP logo on it. It'll be purple. You'll see it. It'll be easy to download and hopefully really easy to sign up. I'll talk about who has access to this because not everyone will have access to this. And I want to talk about why we're doing it and what the purpose of it is to help you get to debt zero. So here is the high-level thought behind SLP Insiders and this Student Loan Planner app and launching a community centered around our SLP Insiders newsletter. The idea behind the community, I've had this for several years. The idea is essentially there's a lot of stuff that goes on day-to-day in our inboxes. We receive hundreds, if not thousands, of emails every day from readers giving us feedback, sharing stories about what's going on with their servicers, giving us details about what's happening with their PSLF buyback situations, or, you know, what kind of weird servicer error they're seeing, or like strange payment count towards forgiveness they have. And, you know, the leading service that we've had for the 10 years for Student Loan Planner has been our Student Loan Consult service. But there's a couple things about that service that are interesting. We have access to consultants for 3 months after that meeting. And then some people, of course, get their student advice along with a lot of other financial advice through our financial planning company, SLP Wealth. So we kind of have a sort of a one-time transactional kind of service through Student Loan Planner that services tens of thousands of people. We have our SLP Wealth service that services slightly higher income folks that services thousands of people. The problem is we haven't had anything for people to connect with one another. People that want that, the ability to connect with one another, don't have that opportunity through Student Loan Planner. We also don't have any product to send people that just frankly cannot afford our $600 one-time consult or our $200 a month financial planning service, $2,400 a year, basically. So, you know, if you are a 50K earner or even a 60 or 70K earner, that might be more than you're able and willing to chew in terms of the cost. And, you know, other people are just so anxious about their student loans. They want to talk to other people about it. They want to engage with other people about it. They want to have somewhere to go so that other people that are dealing with six figures of debt that's bigger than a lot of people's mortgage for their student loans for the degree that they got, they want to be able to know that they're not alone by themselves. And so we've been thinking about this for quite some time. Now, I, you know, wanted another Facebook group like I wanted a hole in the head. Facebook, I tell you what, it is so addictive. It continues to get more addictive. I don't know how they do it, but they are constantly coming up with ways to keep you on platform and distract you for why you ended up there in the first place. So even if you have a really wonderful group that you love being part of, if you put it on Facebook, what's going to happen is you get on there and then you're going to see a short video of some funny rabbit jumping up and down. You're going to get distracted, or you're going to see some cute little kid wearing a dinosaur costume and you're going to laugh at that, or you're going to get some sort of, you know, short from your favorite HBO series that's just going to play over and over and over again. And it's just going to distract you and waste a ton of time if you put the group on Facebook. That's kind of the conclusion that I came to. I've been in other groups on Facebook. I like some of the groups I'm in on Facebook, but it's just not a great place for calmness and for minimizing the amount of time spent on your phone on that platform. So just thinking about this a little bit more, we decided to build our own custom app. You know, it was expensive, but I think it's going to be worth it. And the reason is this. So if you think about how much chaos is going on with student loans right now, there's a lot of stuff that people don't necessarily want to be public about their own financial situation, right, in a big Facebook group. I think there's also people that don't want to necessarily be on a group on Facebook. Not everybody has it. Not everybody wants to be on it. A couple other thoughts on this too. There's a lot of like uncertainty as to how servicers and Department of Ed is handling things they're supposed to be handling, right? Like things like recertification dates, just things in general, really. What do I mean by things in general? Well, it's like, think about PSLF buyback. Think about wanting to have clarity on what kind of buyback offers people are getting. Think about wanting to have some kind of group that you can talk to say, like, how long did you get your buyback offer from when you applied? But that's not the only thing that we want this app to do. We also have a lot of professionals within different silos in our community that are physicians or dentists or PTs or PAs or lawyers, et cetera, chiros, pharmacists. I could go on. A lot of those folks also share that they want to be able to connect with people on things like compensation questions, contract questions, balancing work and family, figuring out how do you ask for better conditions at work, make sure you've got your protected time to have a lunch break or whatever it is, right? And so we did a survey of about 8,000 of our readers, and we asked them what they wanted to connect with. And a lot of the people wanted to connect with others in their profession. So this SLP community is primarily going to be experienced, I think, through the app, although you can go onto the desktop version. And let me just double check on our URL for that real quick. Yeah, so it's community.studentloanplanner.com is the desktop version. So you can enjoy it at work if you have the opportunity. But I think that a lot of folks will be able to, again, just download that Student Loan Planner app by typing in Student Loan Planner on the app stores. Then you're going to be able to access kind of a section about loans, which is going to be talking about things like PSLF, IDR, et cetera, and then a section about your occupation. So if you're a physician or you're a dentist, whatever, you're going to have a section that you can talk about occupation-related stuff just to hang out and talk to other people in your specific job category. Now, who are we making this available to? This is just going to be available to SLP insiders. And the good news is we're going to be doing some promos. If by the time you hear this, you might have actually already gotten some of the promos for SLP insiders. We're going to call this out to the email list. SLP Insiders, when we do flash sales, is $99 a year for an annual plan when we're doing a 50% off flash sale. The usual price is $199 a year, and the monthly price is much higher. The monthly price, I think, is $39 a month. We don't want people to really, frankly, do the monthly option. We prefer people just spend the $100 or $99 for the first year trying it out, seeing if they like it, if they do it, but they buy during the flash sale. And then $200 on an ongoing basis because you're hopefully continuing to get a lot of value out of being a part of that community. And then when you hit $0 of debt, you can cancel it. You know, you're done. Now, in terms of the app, if you're part of SLP Insiders already, you're going to get an invite. You might have already gotten the invite to join the community. Hopefully, you've already gotten that. If you need any help, you can reach out to Travis at studentloanplanner.com. And for people who want to be a part of this community, that you're, like I said, you're just going to get promos for it. You're going to get it from, if you're on the Student Loan Planner email list, and you'll get invited that way. Like I said, it's going to be an important time in the next several months to keep people on track for their student loan forgiveness or their student loan repayment. And what I mean by that is I think that we're going to see things like income-driven repayment get confusing when you maybe get a ruling on the save plan injunction finally. And that forces everybody maybe more rapidly than they would like into things like IBR. There's stuff coming up with things like tax filing season. People might have questions about that. I think people might have questions about PSLF credit and making sure that's all accounted for correctly. Weighted average credit for consolidation loans for PSLF. You know, things like some of the California and Texas physician rules where people would get expanded access to PSLF because of, you know, counting physician groups as not-for-profit employers in those states because of those unique state rules. I could go on. There's all kinds of things that come up all the time that are niche cases, and we want to create a space for people to talk about those things and connect with one another about this. So I'll just share kind of a story real quick. Some of you know that I'm a really rabid amateur astronomer. I love telescopes. I love looking at the stars. I love looking at everything above and just reflecting on my own individual smallness, and just it's very peaceful. There's a community online. It's like probably 20, 25 years old. And it's mostly older people, but the older people and me, it's really fun to go through a lot of these threads and forums and like be able to reach out to people and be like, hey, you have a 200-pound telescope. How do you move it? How is your back? I saw you bought it 5 years ago. Are you still being able to move it? Your back holding up? You know, it's kind of fun to be able to connect one-on-one with people around niche topics that you can't really, it's hard to connect with people other places. And, you know, if you think about Facebook messages, I mean, oh my goodness, like you do one and my Facebook messages is like a black hole because, you know, I just get inundated with people asking me student loan kind of stuff all the time. And so I just kind of have started ignoring my Facebook messages because it's just so overwhelming. So if you think about the difference here, if you are going through PSLF buyback and you're part of this community and everybody has paid to be there some amount, right? SLP Insiders, it costs some amount of money. It's a low amount of money, but it's some amount of commitment. You know, you're getting very high quality conversations between people. You're getting very high quality conversations compared to what you would get through a free Facebook group. So that's the vision of it. We will be talking more about this in the coming weeks. And I hope that you join SLP Insiders so you can get access to the Student Loan Planner community. You know, it very well could be one of the best bangs for your buck out there anywhere. So if you have any questions about this, you know, just let us know. Email me, Travis at studentloanplanner.com. And we're going to reserve any kind of the promo stuff for the email list. So if you want to join, you know, watch out for the email list. That's going to be where we're going to do all these promos for that community. A couple other quick updates for you just about student loans in general. You know, we do continue to see a lot of people refinancing right now, paying off their loans. And I think that that's perfectly reasonable. But I wanted to remind folks of a couple things you need to do before doing that. So keep in mind, the wrap plan is still not live yet. The wrap plan is going to be live, we think, by July 2026. I know a lot of folks that have prior year taxable incomes that are low or even zero if they're recent grads, who could get huge interest subsidies. I did one recently for a new dentist who just graduated. He's got a $0 income the prior year, and his wrap payment would be zero a month once he's able to enter it, and he wants to pay off his loans eventually. He's got enough debt that would result in a $30,000 a year interest subsidy. So if you think about, you know, bang for your buck, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I need to refinance my loans, or oh, I don't need to talk to somebody for my student loans. I got this. And that might be true. But at the same time, like if somebody's unaware of, hey, you have to be watching for the wrap plan when it comes available. The second it becomes available, you need to have filed your prior year tax return to have that on file for proof of income. And then you need to throw your hat in the ring as fast as you can to get into wrap, because every single day at a $30,000 a year interest subsidy, that's like $2,500 a month, every single day almost is something like, what is that math? Like $100, a little under $100 a day, like maybe $80 a day. I mean, holy cow. Like if you, and you're going to have to pay it back eventually. This particular person was going to have to pay it back eventually, most likely. But we don't know that for sure. The nice thing is if you think you probably will have to pay it back, what a 0% interest subsidy does is get you a whole year to think about it. That's really valuable. If you think about life and how fast it changes and how much things happen in your life, you just want to have flexibility in a lot of ways. And so if I'm a new physician or dentist or veterinarian or lawyer or something, and I'm uncertain about whether or not I should pay my debt off, if you can get some of those interest subsidies, what a great thing to do. Now, the thing you'll have to balance out is knowing what the new regulations say. The new regulations coming down the pipeline are going to talk about whether or not you can switch openly between IBR and wrap, and whether or not you can switch after July 2026 or not. Those are going to be super important things to know, because let's say this person is, you know, a little unsure about going for forgiveness or refinancing. Well, you might want to go ahead and get the interest subsidies, provided you're allowed to switch back into IBR, in case you actually decide, oh, I need to go for that 20-year forgiveness with 10% of my income. That's a better plan than going for full payoff. But a lot of times people don't know this until 3 or 4 or 5 years out of school. Just to be honest, right? You might come out of school and you might get your first job. You might not like it that much. You might decide, oh, I want to get my clinical experience here, and then I want to become a partner in a practice or even own my own practice. Or you might start in big law and you might think, oh gosh, I want to see the sunlight again. I'm going to go be in-house counsel somewhere and make less money. What does that mean for my student loans? All these kind of complex questions are reasons why the student loan consult will continue to exist and will continue to serve people that way. People that want a lot more help than just, you know, how do I figure out the student loans, but also how do I figure out retirement? How do I figure out how much should be going into my investment accounts? How should I manage my tax bomb account? How do I have the backdoor Roth IRA offloaded off of my to-do list? How do I make sure that I'm canceling unwanted subscriptions? How do I make sure that my asset allocation is right, that I've got tax-efficient asset allocation, that I'm maxing all of my tax-advantaged accounts, that I'm doing tax loss harvesting, that I'm managing my cost basis actively to avoid huge tax liabilities? How do I make sure that I'm making maximal use of all the different new tax loopholes that came out in this recent OBBA Act? Like, those are folks that mostly have over 200 to 250K household incomes that gravitate towards the SLP Wealth Service because they want the done for you path. And then there's some folks, maybe they're terminally online, or maybe they need a cheaper service, or maybe they enjoy talking to other people in their like life circumstance, or maybe they just are nerds about IDR and PSLF and they want to help other people too, because it's fun to help others. I mean, if there's anything in that world, I hope you join that student loan planner community. You can start off by just, I guess, one great call to action right after this is just go to Google Play or the Apple App Store and just type in student loan planner and then download it. And, you know, if you want to just throw a wonderful bouquet of flowers our way, if you could leave a review. I know you might haven't used the app yet, but if you want to leave a positive review so people can find that app, it's very appreciated. So join the student loan planner community. If you need any help joining it, just reach out to Travis at studentloanplanner.com. I hope that you enjoy having a place to go to that's not Facebook to talk about all the complex issues and challenges and opportunities and joys facing highly educated professionals like you who also have six figures of student loan debt. Thank you for listening to the Student Loan Planner Podcast. Have a great rest of your day.